How are you today? Let us pray before we read Bible and hear the Word of God. Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We thank you because you already give us good health and now we are sitting here to hear the Word of God. We pray that you will speak to us, everybody. From your speaking, we know how to live in this world and how to glorify your name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. This morning, I bring one union. Have you ever seen this? Yeah. Modern woman never come to the kitchen for cooking. This union, when we open one by one, what can we find inside? You know? Peel it one by one. Seed. Yeah? Open one by one. Then what you can you find inside?
Nothing.
Huh? No seed?
Nothing.
Is it true, nothing? Yeah. Open one by one, then you can find nothing. Nothing inside. Okay? How about if we compare to the church? When you come to one church, you enter the church, Enter, deeply, and what you find at the church? Okay? When we come to one church, we enter, first step, we see church so many people, is it right? And then we enter one more step, and we see, oh, someone singing in the church, is it right? And then we come closely and we can see, oh, some Sunday school teacher, some musician, some maybe a prayer minister. We come more deep, what we find? There is, huh? Pastor Sam. okay, yeah. Pastor Sam Kim, Pastor Nate, Pastor Sam. And when we come in the inner of the church, what we find? Jesus. Is it right? Different with this union. When we open, we find nothing. But at a church, when we come closely, and we find Christ. So, there is no church without Christ. No Christ, no church. Christ is the essence of the church. Christ is the founder of a church. My question is, when we come to Christ, what we find? You get it? Let us open John 17, verse 3. John 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have seen. This is eternal life. When I was teenager, the first time I came to the church, in my thought, eternal life is something happen when I'm dying. So if I talk to my friend, after you died, where will you go? Heaven, heaven, heaven. I don't know that eternal life if something happen now. Because in Christ, we can get eternal life not only for next, but also for now. In Christ, we get it now. So we can feel heaven right now. Because Jesus said, I give my peace to you. The peace that we feel from heaven, we can get it now. In one side, when we talk what we get from Christ, then I want to say when we get in Christ is something, I say, relationship with God. So when you come to Christ, what you get it? You get it, you get one relationship with God. Talking a relationship with God, so Christianity is a relational religion. Any religion, they have no relationship with God. They just think they have relationship with God, but God never say they have relationship with people. Because God only give one way to make every relationship possible, that is to Christ. That is why Jesus say, I am the way, the life, and the truth. Nobody can come to Father except through me. Now, brother and sister, sometimes we think about relationship. We just think about talking. Do you have boyfriend? Yes. No. Not one. Yeah. When we talk about boyfriend or girlfriend, we just talk about, okay, what you want to eat? Just talking. You feel boring when your boyfriend just only never let you say something. Relationship with God, we can divide in three things. First, I said that God with us. God with us. When we talk about God with us, we talk two parts. We speak to God, God speaks to us. Everybody come here want to say something to God. Is it right? That is why you pray. Not only we say something to God, but also we must open heart that God say something to us. This is make our life balance. But sometimes we just want God hear what I say, but we not allow God speak to us. Good relationship is talking two parts. We speak to God, and God speak to us. So this is one part of relationship. But the other part is God in us. Relationship in God, that means God stay with us. God live in us. When God stay in us or live in our heart, that means God want to make your heart clean. This is what I say, sanctification. God make your heart clean. Sometimes we as a Christian want to hear the word of God. When the pastor speak, wow, you must... and say, Amen, Amen, Amen. And we, when we sit with our girlfriend or boyfriend, we say like, the word of God is good for you. The word of God is good for you. But they never think that the word of God is good for themselves. They not open their heart, so God work inside. Relationship with God, that means God work in you. So you must open your heart. Weak spot already made clean. Weak spot still dirty. Selfiness, pornography, and many sin inside. You must open and then make God make it clean. Number three. When we talk relationship with God, that means God work through your life. Paul said, we open 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Another verse from 2 Timothy Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself for the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepare for every good work. First part, God with us, talk about, we speak to God and God speak to us. Second part, God in us, talk about how God make our heart pure. After that, God work through us. That mean we go as a witness for everybody. So this is about relationship with God, prayer and reading Bible. Good. But we must allow God purify our heart. After that, send out. Send out for what? Send out for tell the people who is God. These three part is our spiritual journey since we take or we believe Jesus Christ as our Savior. And these three things, we did it the whole our life. Let us pray together.
Just meditate on those words today as Samantha leads us in a song of worship. First prayer point this morning. One, let's just spend some time and let's just give thanks to the Lord and give praises to Him and just adore and worship Him. God is so worthy. And then as we do that, let that lead us into a time, you know, if there's any unconfessed sin, you know, as Pastor Salma talked about, if there are areas in our hearts that we've haven't opened up, that God hasn't had access to, you know, let the Holy Spirit really pinpoint those places and ask him to come and, Lord, clean this area up. God, I need your help. So let's make that our first prayer point. And our second prayer point, you know, the illustration he gave in the very beginning, you know, some things we pursue, and the deeper we get and the closer we get to the end, there's really nothing there. And so I feel like some of us are pursuing things where God really hasn't led us, and it's kind of an empty pursuit. On the flip side, Pastor Salamat said that as we draw near to God in the church, you know, things become clear, and at the end of the day, you know, we come to the cross, we come to relationship with Jesus. So let's just pray, and for yourself, for family members, you know, as you mentioned, it's always easier to see in other people, you know, well, this isn't headed in the right direction. Let's pray for them, and let's also pray for ourselves that God would give us clarity. You know, sometimes the hardest thing is, you know, getting started and this idea like, I'm already halfway there, or I've already put in so much, how can I step back now? But God can work in it, right? So let's just add for direction, and that God would give us purpose in the things that we're putting our hands to. Okay, so let's just make that our second prayer point. And lastly, let's pray for our building search, steering committee. Just pray for the members. Pray for ministry leaders, people in positions of leadership, worship team, welcoming, IP, Cascade. If you can pray for specifically Becky, she's recovering and she should be coming out, checking out today, but she had a little bit of irregularity with her heartbeat. And so just pray blessing and covering over her, and just actually praises that she's perfectly fine now. And just pray for the ministry leaders, the enemy. As a church comes together, and as the enemy smells or senses a work of God, he's going to go after the leaders. So let's just really pray, covering Pastor Sam and his family in the U.S. Just awesome time of rest and time with family. Let's pray for Pastor Babo as he's coming. God has an appointment with each of us in our church this Sunday. So let's start sowing that in now, that God will just protect him and cover him. And over the body as a whole, and over the body individually, let's pray covering, that we would do and live out the purposes that he has called us to. So let's pray and cover our church. Jesus, we thank you for a dynamic relationship that we have with each other, with the church. And God, we know that this is only possible because we have an amazing relationship with you. And Jesus, one that you pursued. Lord, you love us so much, and you want to know us, and you want us to know you and to experience you. And God, we thank you that, heaven isn't something we wait for when we pass, but God, that we can experience you, the knowledge of you, your revelation, Your very heartbeat today. We can feel it, sense it, live it. And so, Father, we thank you so much. As we go out from this place, God, let your heart beat powerfully, God, in us, in our emotions, in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions. God, we bless your name, God. You're so worthy of our praises. And we're going to worship you throughout the whole day. Lunch, breakfast, dinner, work, meetings. When things don't go our way, when things go our way, when we're tired, when we're not tired. God, you're worthy of all our praises this day and this week. We love you, God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful morning.